We are just over a month away from the June primary, and there are three candidates in the race for Sonoma County Sheriff, a spot vacated by outgoing Sheriff Mark Essick. And joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is one of the three candidates to replace him, former San Francisco Police Sergeant Carl Tenenbaum. Thanks for talking with us.
Oh, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us, what are some of the biggest changes you would like to bring to the Sheriff's Office?
The biggest change I'd like to bring to the Sheriff's Office is primarily oversight, which was the Measure P initiative for Isle Arrow, increased oversight from Isle Arrow. I bring a long history of working in the community as a community-based police officer, and I'd just like to get the Sheriff's Office more aligned with the community and more responsive to the community, and also to be more accountable to the community. So those are the biggest change I would bring, is just to make it a more community-based police officer, or Sheriff's Office, that's accountable and also community-oriented.
Now, you are not currently, and you have not ever been, a part of the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office. As someone coming from the outside, what do you think that you can bring to the department?
I think I could bring a community-based policing concept. I sense that, and I know that the Sheriff's Office is somewhat polarized from the overall Sonoma County community, especially people of color, marginalized communities, Latin communities. And because I do have a long history of working on the streets in different communities, I think that's what needs to happen with the Sheriff's Office. And I think that the deputies up here are ready for change. I think the community, obviously, having passed Measure P by 65%, they want change, too. And so it's just a matter of implementing my core philosophies of robust openness, accountability, and community-based policing that the Sheriff's Office will benefit from.
Now, being an outsider, do you think that that will make it harder to run the department if you're elected?
No, I really don't. You know, yesterday the Press Democrat wrote an editorial, and they described me as being smart and engaging. And I think, you know, being smart is the key to knowing where the talent lies, being able to connect with people, to engage with people. And as the outsider, again, I think the Sheriff's Office has suffered somewhat of an image problem based on some, you know, very high-profile cases that the Sheriff's Office has paid, or the county's paid out a lot of liability, and people have lost their lives. So to come in as an outsider and to bring a fresh set of eyes and a new approach, I think eventually it will be embraced by the entire Sheriff's Office and by the entire Sonoma County community.
Now, Sonoma County's Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach, IOLARO, has made some recommendations and cited ongoing issues with the Sheriff's Department. How do you weigh those concerns and those recommendations against doing your job as a law enforcement official?
I don't see that they're mutually exclusive. When I was working in San Francisco, I was a member of the Police Officer Association, and I worked hand-in-hand. I actually was at the head of a committee to work with our civilian outreach, or I'm sorry, oversight in San Francisco. And I worked very closely with the director of it then was called the Office of Civilian Complaints, and to create more openness. The issue and the concerns that law enforcement is having right now is this sort of veil of secrecy, and we need to work through that and get everybody to understand that there should be no secrets in law enforcement. And what IOLARO wants is to just represent the public at large, especially because the Sheriff's Office is sort of operated in a vacuum, to where they're not really open and accountable to the public. So I see that working in partnership with IOLARO, allowing them to have full participation in all investigations and all allegations of misconduct, and even day-to-day, you know, policy and operations, is not anything that anybody should be afraid of.
Now, Sheriff Essick was pretty vocal about his opposition to masking mandates and COVID protocols at businesses early on in the pandemic. What do you feel the role of the Sheriff's Department should be in cooperating with the Health Department and other agencies?
The primary role of the Sheriff's Office is public safety, and public safety is all-encompassing, and that goes way beyond criminal issues to so many of the social issues that we face, whether it's homelessness or drug use. And in the case of the pandemic, we were all sort of learning what the situation was and doing our best to deal with it. I think that Sheriff Essick completely mishandled that situation. My personal philosophy and role would be to work very closely and cooperatively with the health services, with the other elected officials, to do what's best for Sonoma County residents and for our community. So public safety is the key. It's how we deliver it and how we do it collaboratively with all of the all of our elected representatives, all of our appointed representatives, and, again, the community at large.
In 2020, with the Black Lives Matter protests, there were clashes between law enforcement and protesters. How do you instruct officers to deal with these kinds of situations that can be delicate, but also rather urgent?
The overarching rule when dealing with any sort of civil action, protest, demonstration, movement, is the protection of First Amendment rights, freedom of assembly, and to ensure that people who are protesting peacefully are protected. Again, public safety, they're part of the public, and their safety is tantamount, especially when it was such a volatile issue like the George Floyd case. Going back 8-9 years ago to Andy Lopez up here, we saw a similar type of protest and a reaction from the public who wasn't satisfied. So the message to the line deputies and to the people working on the protest movement is to ensure that everybody is treated safely and fairly and with dignity. If there are fringe elements of the protest group that are engaging in criminal conduct, then that will be addressed as needed. But overall, the policy is to ensure freedom of movement, freedom of assembly, and freedom of protest.
And if people want to find out more about your campaign, what is your website?
My website is carltforsheriff.com.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you talking with us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That was former San Francisco Police Sergeant Carl Tenenbaum, who is one of the three candidates running to replace outgoing Sheriff Mark Essick.